Unity Software versus Autodesk, which is the better software stock to own? Let's see if we can answer that in today's episode by looking at things like growth opportunities, financial balance sheets, and so much more. So let's get started. For those not familiar with Unity, this is a platform that is used by creators of all types, such as developers, artists, and designers to build content for various industries like film, gaming, retail, automotive, architecture, engineering, and construction. Their main kind of selling point is this is the leading platform to provide real-time 3D development tools for creating things like 2D, 3D, augmented, and virtual reality experiences. Now, for those not familiar with Autodesk, they are a global leader in 3D design, engineering, and entertainment technology solutions spanning from architecture, engineering, construction, product, design, manufacturing, media, entertainment. Their customers design, fabricate, manufacture, and build anything by visualizing, simulating, and analyzing real-world performance early in the design process using Autodesk software solutions. Both companies run a very similar business model, which is more of a subscription base, but they also tend to have sometimes consumption-based usage products as well. If we take a closer look at Unity, we can see the different industries that Unity provides solutions for are the games, the architectures, the automotive, the film. And if we see from Autodesk, we can see architecture, engineering, product design and manufacturing, and media and entertainment. So now that we know a little bit about both companies, I kind of want to just start off by looking at their size, right? Market cap right now of Unity Software is roughly around $10.5 billion. Autodesk is roughly $41.7 billion, or roughly four times bigger than Unity. I don't think market cap can really dictate if this one is a better investment than the other, but I just wanted to kind of show the difference in pure sizes. Next, looking at price performance, I'm comparing Autodesk and obviously Unity as well, but Unity is a recent IPO, so we can't go too far back and compare it against indexes like the Qs and the S&P 500. Here, if we take a closer look at the 10-year, we can see Autodesk has outperformed both of them, and it kind of just reminds us, hey, as long-term investors, if we find a great company, you do have the ability to beat the market. Once we take a closer look at shorter time frames, if we look at the 5-year, unfortunately, Autodesk is being outperformed by the Qs. And if we take a closer look at the 3 years, Autodesk is outperformed by both indexes. It kind of shows us that, hey, maybe sometimes in the short term of things, and even if we find a great company, sometimes we might have made the mistake and we would have been better off investing in something like the S&P 500 and the Qs. Now, if we take a closer look in the past year, I do believe Unity would make the case here. Unity is completely being hammered right now, down dramatically. Year to date, though, we can see everything's a little bit closer to each other, but the Qs are still outperforming all of these companies. So definitely something to keep in mind of, right, when looking at investments. But definitely, I want to say this kind of showcased the risk of doing individual investments. And just a reminder that it's okay, right, to do boring style investments like the Qs and the S&P 500. Before we go any further, I want to thank you for watching. And I need your help to reach my goal of 30,000 subscribers by the end of the year. So if you can do me a favor, hit that subscribe button and thumbs up. Also, if you want some fantastic insight into the semiconductor industry, join my other channel, Semiconductor Investing and More, where I use my electrical engineering background to break down the semiconductor market. Finally, I want to thank The Motley Fool for sponsoring this video, and check out fool.com/Jose for the 10 best stocks to buy now. With that link, you get a promotional offer for their subscription service. Now, let's continue with today's episode. But now, kind of going back to this Unity versus Autodesk case, I want to take a closer look at revenue growth. Here, quarterly year-over-year growth for Unity seems to be pretty impressive in the most recent quarter, up 42%. It is important to note that this is due to an acquisition that the company made. So if it wasn't, we probably would have been seeing a lot of that lower growth that the company saw in July and in September. Where if we take a closer look at Autodesk, right, Autodesk has kind of been in the low teen, high single digit revenue growth. So we can see they're definitely in different stages of their business. If we kind of look further back in time, we can see when the market seems to be doing good, Unity definitely has the opportunity to grow at strong double digits. It was growing over 30% in 2020 and 2021, where Autodesk is more, I want to say, more stable in that revenue growth, where it's somewhere between the mid to high single digit percentage growth. So we can see fundamentally they are in different places. Now, if we take a closer look at, I want to say, the balance sheet, and even though I look at cash flow from operations, in the cash flow, I do believe the next three metrics help us understand a little bit more about the company's financial health. Cash flow from operations in trailing 12 months, Autodesk comes in with a whopping $2 billion, Unity coming in at negative $60 million at the moment. If we take a closer look at cash and short-term investments, Autodesk comes in again with roughly $2 billion. Unity comes in with $1.5 billion. If we take a total long-term debt, Unity has more long-term debt of roughly $2.7 billion versus Autodesk of $2.2 billion. So in my opinion, obviously looking at financial health, Autodesk would be the choice right off the bat. They have positive cash flow from operations. They have plenty of cash and short-term investments, and they have lower debt than Unity. So if we're looking at financial health, obviously Autodesk is going to be the clear winner here. Now, kind of taking a closer look at, I want to say, more operational needs outside of that cash flow and kind of the balance sheet, revenue in trailing 12 months, right? We can see Autodesk with the whopping $5 billion versus Unity of almost $1.4 billion. Stock-based compensation, Autodesk, even though they provide five times more, roughly four and a half times more revenue than Unity, they only provide about $100 million more in stock-based compensation. So again, we can see that these two companies are in different stages. One is definitely a lot healthier than the other, as we can see. Gross profit margins for Autodesk come in at a whopping 90%. Autodesk operating margins come in at a whopping 21%. So we can see, again, Autodesk definitely seems to be the more mature company and still seeing some decent growth. Now, if we take a closer look at valuations, maybe price to sales ratio might be the best here. Autodesk is currently sitting at around 8.4, where Unity is sitting at about 6.2. I personally do understand why Autodesk is getting a higher valuation. We can see this is a way better company in form of financial health, in form of where it's standing right now. Unity, mainly known as a growth stock, has kind of really plummeted. And I do believe this is where the answer goes of, hey, which one might be the better buy. But before we take a closer look at that, I want to take a look at growth opportunities. And let's start off with Autodesk. I want to say with Autodesk, one thing we know from that revenue growth chart where I have here is it's more stable revenue growth. I don't believe this is going to be where this is going to give us any 20, 30% year-over-year growth in any time soon, even though they have strong growth opportunities. First, we see all around they're growing at least teen digits for the fiscal year of 2023. Their biggest growth opportunity right now is the media and entertainment. I do believe as we are seeing things like the streaming war and a lot of companies continuing to invest money in originals and all this gaming market and the metaverse market, I do believe media entertainment can continue to grow at strong digits. Unfortunately for Autodesk, this is their smallest revenue segment. So while there are numerous tailwinds, also another tailwind is this is a company that focuses in architecture, engineering, construction, manufacturing. And we are in a time right now where we see a lot in the semiconductor companies where countries are trying to bring manufacturing and design back to inland or their domestic area, where I do believe we're seeing a lot of plants here being built in the United States. We're also seeing it in Europe. Those kind of plants need kind of design process and could increase or be a tailwind for their architecture and engineering and construction solutions, as well as their manufacturing solutions. Unfortunately, I want to say if we take a closer look at some of the headwinds, if we start to continue into this kind of global recession that is kind of fueling the news right now, projects and expansion of infrastructure in forms of more factories, more buildings, better roads might slow down. So obviously that could be a headwind for Autodesk. The great thing is we did see that Autodesk has amazing, amazing margins. And when we take a closer look at their gross profit margins and their operating margins, where it's not something that I would be fearful. Now, if we take a closer look at Unity, this is a company that, in my opinion, has numerous tailwinds. If they depend a lot in the advertisement market and ads. Right now, we are in this crazy downturn in the ad space. But when that picks back up, I do believe their advertisement market will continue to grow dramatically, right? I do believe this is one where their operations will be a big winner. Unfortunately, we don't know when that's going to be the case. Also, Unity provides a lot of real-time 3D solutions which deal with things like simulation for robotics and machine learning. And we are kind of in this autonomous world right now where we're pushing in technology for autonomous robotics, autonomous cars, and Unity has tailwinds for that. Unfortunately, like we saw, this is a company that's more in the growth phase and not in the mature phase. So I think this is where every investor has to make the choice of what they're looking for in an investment. So I believe Autodesk would suit an investor that might be looking for a little bit more conservative play, but still want to enter in the software market. Also one that understands that, hey, things like digital twins, like gaming, like media entertainment can grow from here, but not expect crazy revenue growth from a company. Autodesk would be that because it's very mature. It has great gross profit margins. It has a healthy balance sheet. It has a healthy cash flow, and it is a leader in its space. I do believe if one investor is a little bit more risk taker, right, and believes that, hey, this virtual reality, augmented reality, the gaming market, the advertisement market would eventually pick back up, Unity is one of those companies that can outperform the market dramatically if it does everything correctly. Unfortunately, right now, it seems like the market can't go right for Unity, but that's the risk usually growth investors take when they're investing in a company like Unity. Obviously, a few red flags here. So I think both companies are looking great for their own reasons. I am a big shareholder of Unity, but Autodesk does make a compelling reason for me to enter that position as well. So I think I'm leaning more for Autodesk to win this one, though. I mean, especially since its valuation has kind of really come down. If we look in the past 3 years, Autodesk cash flow from operations per shares in the trailing 12 months is roughly sitting at about 20.53. And if we kind of normalize that, that's roughly a 17% drop from where it was in early 2020. So in my opinion, Autodesk is definitely sitting at an interesting valuation. Also, that price to sales ratio is a lot cheaper than normal. So in valuation terms, Autodesk definitely seems enticing, especially due to that healthy, to the overall healthy company that I mentioned before. So I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Let me know, which would you choose, Autodesk or Unity? Or if there is a third choice, what would be the third choice? Take care, have a good day, and see you next time.